What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the new episode of the second episode of the Los Compas Chulos podcast. I'm Brian, your host, and I have with me the first one.
Me. Hello. It's me, Pollo.
The second one.
Jose here. Hello.
And me, your host, Brian. Notice how I said it twice?
I mean,
just Pollo, the I'm big three.
just us. What was I going to say? No, I actually had topics down for last week, but like, look, they're kind of irrelevant now. I'm writing down on my notes. I'm writing down topics.
All right, so, what do you guys think about Liam's death from One Direction?
Don't really care. I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah. RIP to him. But
apparently he was a bad guy, so I don't really know. Yeah. TMZ's mad weird though for posting pictures of his dead body.
Yeah. Oh, nah. Someone's gonna leak like the actual image eventually.
The housekeeping ladies were like sending WhatsApps already. What was I gonna say? All right, so the first topic I had here for maybe 2 weeks ago, I guess now, said hurricane, crazy hurricane Helen. Coming soon, huh?
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Did anybody die?
Yeah,
yeah. I think
a couple people,
a bunch of casualty.
Let me look this up. Y'all can vamp.
I got kicked out. I didn't get kicked out. I got locked out of my room right now. I just told these guys. So I had to go get a spare key from somebody else, my girlfriend.
Okay.
You can't realize if I just said somebody else, she'd say something. So I had to specifically say it. I just wanted to get in trouble.
300 people died.
You're lying. That is fake.
Right. Okay.
Fake.
There's no way 300 people died from that.
300 people died.
That's crazy.
Nearly 300 lives. It would kill me though. Like if I was stuck in there, I'd drown.
Oh,
GG. I would actually drown.
I like hold on to something.
You could swim though.
Yeah, but the wind's gonna be pulling me up.
Yeah, I think it was overhyped, low key. It wasn't even that crazy. It's been crazier. So, man, what did I mean here? I put mean phone call.
Mean
phone call. I'm sure. What could that mean?
I don't know, but how was the Clairo concert?
Oh, dude, that's how long we haven't recorded it. That was cool. I went with Axel, my boyfriend. That's not true. He's not my boyfriend. I went with Axel. We pull up. What was a funny thing that happened that we were saving it?
Yeah, you said you're saving one.
Did we talk about how much he spent?
No, how much? No.
So we get there, and like we're waiting in line for a cool minute, and then like, oh, we're waiting in line, and it's like a long ass line, and then this lady with the walkie-talkie comes to us, like at the back of the line, and she's telling us like, oh, like there's another line over there, and they get let in 15 minutes earlier than this line, and me, Axel, and like two other groups of people, we just walked over there, and she was like, it's just around the corner, and we're walking. That line's three times longer. She fucking scammed us. And then so we keep walking. We keep walking. And then I was like, she scammed us. And then this group of two girls in front of us, they were like, she did, huh? I was like, yeah. I was like, low key, Axel, should we turn around? And we're like, yeah, let's turn around. And then we turned around and then like them and then another group of people also turned around and just went to the other line. So that was the first like little scam.
Were you already like at the back of it?
Yeah, we were at the back. Oh, okay. Regardless. But so yeah, so that was that. Fuck that lady. And then like my coworker texts me and then she's like, oh, can I like cut in line in front of you guys? And I was like, yeah, sure. I don't care. Then we're all going and then we get inside and like we're walking and I was like, look, I want to get merch. But the merch line was as long as the line to get in. So that shit, I was like, okay, I'm not getting merch. It wasn't even like that big a deal. It wasn't even that cool. Mm-hmm. And so we're walking and then there's like little areas, like little restaurants and bars. And Axel's like, oh, low-key, I could get a drink right now. I was like, look at the lines, Axel. Like, you really want to sit here and just wait there instead of getting a good seat? And he's like, I guess. And so he's like, so we don't get that. We don't stop there. We just keep going. And then, like, it's like a little amphitheater. And we're at the very top. And I'm looking down. I was like, where can I sit? Where can we, like, snipe some seats? And then I was like, I see it. Because everyone entered in through the right side of the amphitheater. So in my head, I was like, the left side's going to be empty because people aren't walking all the way across. And so go all the way down.
It was like general admission seats. Like you can just sit wherever.
Yeah, it was general admission. And there's like, The only VIP is just you get let in earlier. There's like no VIP section.
Got it.
So
that's kind of cool.
So we go all the way down, and then like there's like the standing room where all the people are just in the little right in front of the thing, just like crowded. And I was like, oh, I'm finna get in here. Or no, I didn't say that, but like in my head, I was like, oh, should I get in there? But I was like, I can't have Axel. So I looked at Axel. I was like, I got this. I was going, oos, oos, oos. And then he said he got scared that I was going to get in there and that he was going to stay back. But I crossed all the way through the people to the left side. And then we found a bar there. So Axel got hyped. He's like, I'm finna get a drink. I got a Sprite. It was yummy. And he got a drink. Guess how much the drink was?
Probably like how much? 15.
$20.
Oh, nah.
Guess how many he got?
He got three.
Three.
Nah, he got two of them. But like $40 for two little drinks? Fucking dude, crazy.
That's how much I spent for the Olivia concert, because I got a beer for me and my girl, and I saw the price and I was like, no fucking way.
It's bad, dude. Wait, you got one for your girl?
No, I got one for myself.
Okay.
And then I gave it to her.
How old is she?
17.
Okay.
Okay. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
She's actually 14.
Oh, no. She's an adult.
Okay. Yeah. And then like once we first got into the amphitheater, my coworker and like her friend just like kind of split away because it was like she just wanted to get closer in line. And then like I was just chilling there. Axel got his drink. I got my Sprite. We're just sitting on the curb. We got pretty close seats. I sent it to Boy. You seen it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just chilling, and then my coworker texts me. She's like, "I see you. I'm gonna go sit like where you guys are at. You guys got a good spot." So then she posted up with us for the rest of the concert, and then that was pretty much it. Then we got chicken drip after.
Mmm, is that the food truck?
The food truck, but it's a restaurant now. Yeah, and that was that. And then we're listening to like Artie on the way back.
Interesting. So tell the viewers what we have in store for them next week.
You can. I've just been talking for the past 7 minutes.
All right. Well, Jose, you want to tell them?
Yeah. Bird does not want to tell.
We're going to have a gaming video uploaded Monday. I finish editing. Very scary game. And next week after, it's going to be Brian recording his game.
What about the thing we're doing this weekend?
We're doing. Oh, is that what he's originally talking about?
I think that's,
yeah, that's what
I was
talking about.
Oh, we're going ghost hunting.
Ooh. Wait, what are the chances Axel listens to this?
No, but this comes out after it.
No, this comes out tomorrow. What do you mean?
Oh, it does.
Yeah,
it comes out on Fridays.
Oh,
well, you already agreed. If Axel, if you're listening, you already agreed.
He did.
Yeah, Axel agreed.
No takes backs.
We just don't tell him that it dropped.
That's it. Might pop up for him. Doesn't matter. Yeah, we're going to an abandoned school that's haunted because a kid died there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How long ago? Do you have information like that?
That's gonna be in the video.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, but low key, like, because like it's like low key trespassing if we go. I'm gonna tell ChatGPT to write a fake script and I'm gonna print it out. And then if we get pressed by like security and or police, I'll pull it on. I'm like, oh, we were just filming like a student film for my class. And that, and then we'll just be like, oh, we'll be on our way. That way we don't get a ticket or anything.
Mm.
And like that, the script will really sell them.
Police called.
That'd be such a banger. Hold on, let me close my window. Someone's looking in.
It's a fan. He's getting. What else can we talk about?
Hold on, I got my notes here. I have right here written World War II bomb. What do you guys think World War II bomb means?
Maybe there's one found somewhere.
Boyle?
Yeah, it's so old that they have to detonate it just in case.
You guys are close. There was a bomb in Japan that blew up under a highway.
Really?
Yeah.
What? How did I not hear about this?
I opened my PC, and you know, like, if you go on the bottom left, it just shows news?
Yeah.
Every now and then, I just looked through it, and it said, like, World War II bomb explodes under Japanese highway. I was like, no fucking way. Yeah, that's all I have to call. Did I read the article? No, I didn't read shit.
Oh, it did happen in an airport.
Well, hopefully no one died.
Yeah, no injuries. Oh, yeah.
This is crazy. I'm watching the video. I want to see it.
What is it? Is there a video of it exploding?
Yeah.
Share your screen. I'll just so I can describe it for the viewers.
Okay.
Okay, Boyo has started streaming. It's a little boy with glasses.
Let's talk right now. Let's talk.
Okay. Y'all can talk about something. I just talked about the Clitoral concert for the first 8 minutes of this fucking episode.
And we appreciate that.
Yeah, now you guys talk. Okay, no one talked.
Oh, okay.
Miyazaki Airport. It's a runway. There's a oh my god. If it detonated a minute earlier, they would have hit a plane. And it just blows
up. That looks like it's like a landmine. Oh, nuke?
Okay.
That's so crazy. 500-pound U.S. bomb.
That's crazy.
How didn't they notice it?
80? It's a big crater. Did that say 80?
Oh my god, they died.
Yeah, 80 flights were canceled.
Bro, wallah.
I'd be pressed.
Now, I've been in the mood to go on a flight recently. I can't even lie. I don't even know what. But I just want to go on a flight.
Jose was saying how he doesn't care who wins the election because it's not going to affect him.
This is true.
It won't.
Jose, where do you live?
In Gilroy, California, for you guys.
I'm leaving that in. I don't care. I don't care anymore. I'm leaving that in. Yeah. I keep getting mayor things in the mail and I don't really know what that's about. I don't know who to vote for mayor-wise. I don't think... What has the mayor ever done for us?
Yeah, I don't think they do anything.
Gavin on my YouTube.
That's not even his fucking name, dude.
Newsom?
Newsom.
Gavin Newsom.
Yeah. Shit. I have one more thing written.
What do you have?
Jason the Ween hate.
What?
He's getting hated on from the podcast, but like that's old news. Oh, now. Everything I've written down was old news. I don't have anything. Nothing else has happened. What's happened? Let me open up this Twitter.
What has happened?
I could look up like questions and I could fill up. Liam died.
Yeah, it's
Kamala Blackface is trending. Isn't she black?
Yeah, she's like Indian and African American.
All right, I'm going to look up questions to ask. Y'all can vamp. Y'all can vamp.
Man, boy, what anime have you...
Okay. Okay, here. You get $1 million, but for the rest of your life, whenever you see a kitchen sponge, you eat it immediately.
Oh, $1 million.
Just a million?
Just a million? Do you know how much money $1 million is?
Yes, but I have to eat a kitchen sponge.
Just don't go in the kitchen. Realistically, how often do you go into a kitchen and look at the sponge? You don't have to use a sponge. You can use... What else can you use instead of a sponge?
I think that's it. Oh. The smiling
one. Like a cloth? Yeah. Does a scrub daddy count as a sponge?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I'll take that million.
But think about how much is on the sponge.
Ew.
Think about the grime. Sponge, I wouldn't mind. I'm eating the sponge. I'm taking $1 million, I'm eating the sponge. But, like, it's grimy.
But I was thinking about it, and I don't think I have seen... I might have seen it, but I just didn't register it in my brain, you know?
When's the last time you used a kitchen sponge?
Exactly. Not a long time ago.
Who does your dishes?
My mom.
Oh no.
I just leave that John in the sink and then they're magically washed the next day.
You're a piece of shit. You guys are pieces of shit.
No. That's normal.
No.
I think you're the minority here.
Dude, sorry that I fucking wash my plates and shit. So yeah, I'm not taking that money though. I'm not trying to eat a sponge. Jose?
Nah, I wouldn't.
Alright.
You'll eventually die.
Well, you're gonna die eventually.
How many sponges are you eating?
You get $1 million, but for the next year, you'll be followed 24/7 by the world's worst mariachi band.
How much money?
$1 million. All these are $1 million. Everything's $1 million.
Nah, I don't.
And for 24 hours?
No, for a year. 24/7.
Oh, for a year?
For the year after you get $1 million.
Oh, yeah. It's only a year.
And that's the thing is, here's the thing. Jose doesn't go anywhere.
That's true. I would, because I could just put in my earbuds in.
Yeah, you can just...
I was going to say you'd get fired, but like, you have $1 million. You're going to quit your job regardless.
Nah, no, $1 million is not sustainable.
If you invest it correctly, it is.
That's true.
You could easily... People make millions off of like 1,000. Imagine how much you can make off $1 million. Come on now.
I don't know anything about investing now.
I could help you out.
I'm buying fucking a crate full of Zins.
Why'd you say like you're the one eating it?
No, he could resell them all.
Well, you don't eat them.
You suck on them.
Wait, we open up the LCC liquor store.
Wait,
we've been playing the supermarket game. We know a thing or two about maintaining a business.
Now they updated it. They added self-checkout.
No, that's what's going to add to the theft. People are not going to be paying for stuff.
Oh my God. Jose has to do what he did in real life at Walmart.
No.
What did you do, Jose?
You just watch if they scan everything on like a little phone.
He's like the little monkey from Toy Story. let's see. This next one is, I'm not taking that money. I'm good off that. Every time you fart, you change sex.
Every time I fart?
Yeah, every time. I'm taking that. I'm not going to lie. Just because I'm very curious as what it's like to be a woman.
Me too.
Yeah.
But I fart a lot. I'm not going to lie.
I know.
What? I don't fart in front of you.
Would you ever fart halfway through sex? Really spice things up?
I've never farted during sex.
No, but like now that you'd have that power, like would you purposely like be like, oh, I'm gonna fart, and then like next thing you know, boom, you're just a woman.
You'd be like the thing from Gen V.
Oh,
and then
Gordon.
That's where you have a strap on ready.
So for, you can for switch. For you to take it.
Yeah, I'm a girl now.
No, I can't even say like okay, because like that's real. Yeah, I'm taking that easily. I'm very curious. Let's see here. You get $1 million, but for the rest of your life your teeth are perfectly healthy but completely black. I think
for
it just
the rest
looks
of
like
my
life? Yeah, for the rest of your life.
You get grills.
Yeah, I was about to say, can't you just like shave them off and get some veneers?
Okay, I guess you guys figured it out. okay. You get $1 million, but the world can no longer make fire, and your butthole is the pilot light, and that's the only source of fire in the entire world.
Oh, no.
But think about how much money you can make up on top of the $1 million. You have the world monopoly over fire.
And then if you kill
Dude,
yourself...
Dude, I'd get kidnapped, and they...
Oh, yeah. They'd
steal that power.
Guess what? I'm going to say, I'll kill myself. What y'all finna do without fire? I'll kill myself.
Oh.
You have all the power. They can't.
Wait.
They need
Lisan
you.
Lisan al-Gaib? Lisan al-Gaib?
They need you. Yeah, I'm taking that. I'm not going to lie. It'd be cool. I'd make so much money. And I'd be rich.
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking like that.
Yeah.
Okay, you get $1 million. But every 100th chew of your life, you have to scream at the top of your lungs.
Every
100th what?
Chew. Every 100th time you chew something.
You scream for...
You just scream at the top of your lungs.
Yeah, people just think you have Tourette's or something.
That's true. A millionaire with Tourette's. No, I wouldn't take that. I'm not going to lie. Because think about how much times you chew.
Yeah,
you'd be chewing a lot
bottle
more.
Cap.
And it's like, movie theaters ruined.
Just don't eat.
How are you going to go to a movie theater and not eat?
I didn't even want to go watch Whiplash.
Yeah, you slept.
I didn't. No, I actually didn't eat.
Because he had three cheeseburgers at Campus Burgers.
You're lying. Oh, no, that's not a lie.
Yeah. So, no, literally for this movie theater alone, like, that will suck. Unless I count my chews.
And that's like, what I was thinking.
It's coming like, up, it's coming up, it's coming
if
up.
If you're at a restaurant, you just leave the restaurant, scream, come back in.
Had a little Fogo de Chao moment.
You had to go scream?
No, like, at a nice restaurant.
Oh.
And you just have to leave and go back in. Okay, you get $1 million, but every time you masturbate for the rest of your life, your mom gets a text.
What?
Dude, I forgot to lock my door while I was beating my meal. My mom walked in and could tell me something.
Oh my god. When was this?
I'd say like about a month ago. Oh,
did she know?
No, I hope not.
Were you just laying down?
I was laying down, and then once I heard the door open, I put that blanket right over me, but it was not enough. Like, I only covered my genitals, so like my upper body and my legs were still showing. But she told me something, and I was like, uh-huh, okay. And then when she left, I was like, motherfucker. I was like, god damn it.
And he went back to it.
Why didn't she knock, though? Oh, God, you probably did go back to it, you little fucker.
No, I didn't know, because she told me to go do something. So I went. I went, washed my hands, and then helped her with whatever she needed.
Then you got back to it.
And then I got back to it. But I couldn't know. I wanted to, but I couldn't tell her, why don't you knock? Because then it'd be more suspicious.
That's true.
Yeah.
No, that's never happened to me. Has that ever happened to you?
No, I don't think I've ever been caught.
How did we even get to this? What are we talking about?
I lost it. Oh, every time you masturbate, your mom gets a text. Oh. No, I'm not doing that one.
Mm-mm.
That's like, I wouldn't be able to look her in the eyes. Like, what if it's at an inconvenient time?
Yeah, I'd be doing it at night. Imagine you just wake up to one at midnight.
I'm saying, like, what if it's like 2 p.m. and you're at work? And like she gets a text, she's like, oh nah.
Why are you masturbating at work?
I'm not. I'm just saying the scenarios. I don't even have a job. Don't say it. That's a bad one. Y'all can vamp while I look at these.
So Jose, how do you feel about the One Piece 6 month break?
God fucking damn it.
Oh, that's a little man, what am I gonna watch every Saturday?
You can go outside for one.
You can watch Barry. You can watch. I've been watching that Netflix show about the Menendez brothers. That's pretty good.
What's your opinion on them? You think they should be locked up still?
I think if Gypsy Rose is free, they should be free.
What did Gypsy Rose do?
Gypsy Rose killed her mom.
Oh, that's confirmed.
Well, she went to jail for it.
What if it was like alleged and didn't have enough proof, so they let her out?
No, she was in jail for like 5 years. Let me look up the exact date.
5 years for killing someone?
I don't think
it's accurate.
7 years.
And she was sentenced to 10, but she was out on 7.
And how long have these boys been in there?
Their whole life.
How many years is it now?
When did Menendez brothers go to 1996, so that's 28 years ago.
That's crazy. That's fucked.
That's like,
who'd they kill?
They're getting,
that's before cell phones. Do you know the story, Jose?
No.
So basically, it's two guys. Their dad's like this big rich businessman, so they're like, they're really rich. They have like they're in LA, they're living life type shit. And then one day they decide to kill their parents. And like, I'm seeing it, like, I'm not showing all the information yet. A lot. So they decide, they get a shotguns, they fucking shoot their parents, they go out, they try like getting an alibi, doesn't work out really, they just go, and then they go back home, they call the police, they're like, oh my god, our parents were killed by the mafia, yada yada yada. And then turns out they killed their parents because the dad was raping them their whole life. He was molesting them, so they had enough. They said enough is enough. And to put, according to the show, something happened, I forgot what happened, but it's like the son threatened the dad over some shit, and the dad said something, and they were convinced the dad was gonna kill them, so they were like, fuck, we have to kill him before he kills us. So they just killed him.
What'd the mom do?
The mom knew about that they were getting molested.
Oh.
And so like, and she didn't do anything about it. So he just hated her for that too.
Like she was, keep him locked up.
Keep him. You think so?
You kill someone. I mean, come on.
Well, okay, be like, but okay, what about the death penalty? Should they fucking lock up the people that vote, the jury that sends people to the death penalty? Same shit.
Then death penalty, I feel like it's better than being in prison for life.
That's not what I asked. You're so PR trained. That wasn't even my question.
Well, that doesn't make sense though.
It does. You're saying people that kill people deserve life in prison. People that send people to the electric chair are killing them.
No.
Did they go to prison?
No, that's different.
How is it different? You are saying, I kill that man. You're saying, kill that man. And they kill him. I don't think they should be locked up. If Gypsy Rose is free and she killed her mom for lifetime of abuse, the Menendez brother should be free as well.
That's true. I agree.
There's no reason why they're locked up right now, especially like getting molested your whole life. Like, sure, they could have said something. They could have like went about it other ways, but shit, it's tough, like, luck. Gypsy Rose could have went about it a different way too.
Yep.
Yeah. So justice for them. What were we talking about? One Piece?
How did we even get to there?
I said Vamp.
Oh, yeah.
I said, it's, and then I stopped. Watch. And then, yeah. Yeah, but I've been watching that. Dragon Ball Daima.
Ooh.
That shit's dog ass.
Yeah, you can't watch it. It's subbed.
Dude, oh, I can't pay attention. I literally can't read it and pay attention. I just want to go on my phone so bad.
Do you have subtitles on when you watch movies? Like any?
Yeah. But that's different.
Do you still read them, right?
The thing is, I can look at my phone and still hear what's going on.
No, my attention's... I can't do that because... I was watching Barry, and I went on my phone for like 10 seconds to enter a fucking meme that Louis sent me. I look back up, I'm lost, so I go back.
Yeah. Sometimes that happens to me too. But like, I'll go on my phone if it's like a boring part or it's like I can tell where this scene is going. I'm just going to go on my phone. And then like, I could still hear it in the background. And if something crazy starts happening, then I shift my attention.
Yeah, I can't do that. That's too... Oh. It's too much for my brain to handle.
Your little brain rotted brain.
Yeah.
We've been playing Dragon Ball. That Dragon Ball game's good as dicks.
Mad fun.
Jose, you both complete the story? Fun.
Some of it.
Yeah. I mean,
it's like,
there's like a bunch.
Because you have to, like, each, there's Goku, Gohan, Vegeta, Goku, Black, Jiren, Piccolo,
Future Trunks. I know Piccolo had one.
And Frieza. There's 8 stories, and then each of them is like the whole Dragon Ball story, and then there's like little branches that you go off of if like you choose something different. So it's realistically, it's like maybe like 8-16 different story modes.
Mm-hmm.
But
I don't like the slideshow animations.
Me neither, and it pisses me off that they switch.
Oh yeah, I don't like that.
Like they should have just stuck with one, because like some of them you can even go first person, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
but. They fucked up with the animations.
I heard that you just stay there and just look at it, you know, when you're in first person.
It's just like, I don't know, I like it that it's a different angle.
Yeah.
It's something new. That's all I got to talk about. I went through my notes.
I played golf 3 days in a row this week.
Are you still dog shit?
Not as much anymore. I'm actually picking it up and it's all fun. I'm having so much fun playing.
So once you leave that job, you're going to buy that membership?
Probably not, because I could still play with them, like, because we have, like, mini tournaments, so we just, like, play for money and shit.
Even if you quit the job?
And they're always inviting their friends from different places to play. Yeah, other golf courses, and my coworker's friends, they play golf, so he's always inviting them to play, and then they just put in, they put in the money for the winning pot.
No, we need to get on poker, though.
We do.
We need to get on that poker grind. I've been practicing.
I want to buy my own set of golf clubs because I'm using my dad's, but they're so expensive.
We'll buy them piece by piece.
Oh.
Don't they have hella, like, Salvation Army?
Yeah.
But he wants good ones.
Oh, I'm always, like, I'm always wearing a t-shirt and shit, and everybody else has like collared shirts and they look like they're ready to play.
So don't I you have to have it. That?
Yeah, but since we're working and it's like, since we just got off of work and they know us, we're workers, they don't really care about us.
Oh, okay.
But if we came in, like when I used to in the morning to play, they'd say something because I don't think some of them don't remember me working.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they'd say something. But I wanted to go to like Goodwill or something to find some funny, goofy shirts that have collars on them so I can wear them.
Boy. Like what?
I don't know. They could have some duckies or something.
That is pretty goofy. Now, speaking of duckies, that video we filmed today has been a hit.
Oh.
That's been a hit.
Nah, that was a mad scary.
How'd you find that?
I just looked up scary game.
Yeah.
You seen I Am Wildcat is hating on like FaZe?
For what?
He tweeted something. Let me pull it up. He's like hating. There's like a clip. Let me see. It's a clip of Adapt and Jason like getting the street vendor food. You seen that?
Mm-hmm.
And he says like El Glizzy, and Wildcat said, "OMG, this is so funny. No wonder whoever this is that I had never heard of until weeks ago, started paying these accounts of these unfunny clips." So he's like, I don't know, he doesn't find them funny, and he's old man. And then Yoxic tweeted, Polar Bear in Arlington.
Mm.
What's so funny about Polar Bear in Arlington?
It's just it.
No, did you like the edits?
In what, the video?
Yeah, oh, you didn't watch it. Okay.
I did, I watched half of it, and then I watched the last part.
Okay. Well, how did you watch that? Okay.
Well, I watched half of it, and then after I stopped watching it, and then I remembered, oh, they said something about the last part. So I just skipped the next day or like a few days to one day later. I just skipped to the last part, watched that part, and then.
So how do you expect our fans to watch it if you're not even going to watch it?
Well, it's different from the pods, because the pods, I actually do listen to them at work. But that's because I'm like doing something, but I don't want to sit through my own YouTube video.
Dude, I swore I thought my manager was listening to Hawk Tool podcast and I was freaking out.
Why?
Because like, why is she listening to Talk Tool? But it turns out it wasn't Talk Tool. It was like some other random lady complaining about like the dating scene in LA and how she's like trying to date celebrities. I don't even fucking know.
But now we got to do Talk Tool listening party.
That's like what the viewers do when they listen to this.
Oh, that's why we don't have that many listeners.
What do you mean? We have so many.
No, we would have more if they all have listened individually, but they all get together.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I found this article that just came across my desk here. The top 50 funniest jokes about all 50 states. Y'all ready?
Don't go through.
Oh my God.
California. What is every Californian's favorite part about the winter?
The heat.
Watching all the bad weather on TV.
That's mad funny.
No, it's not.
Keep it going.
What state?
Do the most popular ones.
It's good. It's in order of alphabetical.
Do Florida. Okay, Florida?
I already had that one because I predicted it. My parents didn't want to move to Florida, but they turned 60 and that's the law.
Do New York.
Hold on, I need to click. Give me a second. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K.
There's mad fireworks outside. I wonder if you guys can hear that.
Okay, New York. There's a bunch of news. Okay. I moved to New York City for my health.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the joke?
Okay. No, that's funnier than the actual joke. Hold on, now name another state.
Oregon.
Oregon?
Yeah.
Wait, that was actually just a joke?
Howard dies and waits in line for judgment.
What? Those are stupid. They're not even funny.
Now, Brian did a big one of this article.
This is not a gold mine.
Here's Virginia. In my day, Virginia was for people who were just friends.
All right, next topic.
Y'all aren't bringing up topics. I'm scouring to find shit to talk about.
Boy, do you hear it? The fireworks?
What?
Outside?
No.
We can move on to questions. This should be a short episode.
Sure.
Yeah. Sick input. Okay, it doesn't sound like you want to do that. How about you bring up a topic, Jose?
I just did. So I went to the pumpkin patch today with my brother.
Mm-hmm. I like going to pumpkin patches, by the way.
Yeah, so I clocked in.
Lucky.
I clocked in to take care of him.
Uh-huh.
And I forgot to clock out.
Oh
my God.
I took care of him for like 3 to 4 hours. And then my dad just texted me. He said, Boyo, the hours, are you doing them? And then that reminded me, I forgot to clock out. So I went and it just said I worked for like fucking 8 hours or something.
Are they going to check though? Like, how do they know?
What?
Like, who's checking that?
Well, I mean, are you going to believe that I worked all those hours?
No, you're right. You're a lazy piece of shit.
Oh, that's not what I meant.
Okay, moving on to questions. This first question is from Luce. And Luce is asking, what is the gayest thing you guys have done to each other? Butt sex.
Okay.
I smack everyone's asses a whole lot. With everybody, yeah, it's in every question. I smack everyone's butt, so that's probably the gayest shit I do. Boy pretends to kiss people.
Oh, yeah, he do be doing that.
You were, like, misreading rooms and shit. Jose's kind of too straight for my liking. Okay. You don't even say gay shit, so it's like, you probably actually are gay. He's just the one I like. It's cool, though. I have a gay friend. It's cool. My neighbor's gay.
I'm not gay.
You're not my neighbor.
I know.
Okay. Let's see. His next question is from G. And G said, why didn't you guys upload last week? Fuck you, G. That's why.
That's my girlfriend.
Oh.
Well, you know what? I'm standing on business.
What the fuck?
No, the reason we didn't upload last week, why don't you tell him, Poyle?
Oh.
Yeah, why didn't we?
So, I was ready to record and shit like that, but there were some people that were missing, and then we had a hard time trying to get them to hop on because they think that they have something better to do than stick around for the podcast. Mm-hmm. And that's about it.
Right.
Wait, what actually happened?
Boyle left. Oh. Really? Boyle left. Yeah, you left. We were going to record the week after. We were in the call, and then you got a phone call and left the call.
I don't remember that.
Jose, you remember this, right?
I think I might.
No, on my mother's life, this is true.
Oh, I think I believe him, though.
On my mother's life, this happened. And then the second week, I feel like something else happened. Oh, I was like, oh, we finna record Friday night. And then at 6 p.m., you texted to talk about when we finna record. And then at 9, when I got off of work, I said, right now. And no one hopped on.
Yeah, 9 was, that was a little late.
That's tonight. I said Friday night. I was online Friday night waiting. What y'all think I was talking about? Evening? Yeah, you stay silent, boys. Let's see. Next question is from G, which we now know is Boyle's significant other. And it is, what do you guys think about people with a foot fetish? And do any of you have it? I don't, you know, I'm not one to judge fetishes personally. Everyone's into whatever they're into. That's just me. Do any of you have it? Not to my knowledge.
Like,
I have a foot fetish.
There he goes.
Like, foot could be nice, but like, people be getting hard off it.
I'm not anti feet.
It's kind of crazy.
It's just there. It doesn't do anything for me. But like, yeah.
I don't have a foot fetish for other people though.
What does that mean?
Like, I don't only see be his other girlfriend. People's feet, and I'm like, oh my god, feet. No, it's only my girlfriend's feet.
Okay. Want to talk about Hawaii then?
Yeah.
Why are you looking at my feet at the beach?
Oh. They look like women's feet.
Do they literally have hair on them?
Brian's a hairy guy too.
Jose swears he would have the same amount of hair as me if he was as skinny as me.
No, not as, but
you were talking about something about like follicles and like stretched skin.
Oh, because look at Axel, maybe. Okay, wait. My bad.
All right. Next question is from G, and it's specifically towards me, and it's, why do you have a beanie or a hat on? Because my hair is very straight, so if I wanted to style it, I'd have to put in a lot more effort than I could give two fucks about. Could put a hat or a beanie on and not deal with it.
Good questions.
And then this last question is from number one LCC fan, probably Mario, right? If he still listens. And it's, can y'all please get some new people on the pod? Y'all are boring as fuck.
You just want to come back?
It's a complicated process to get guests on this podcast, is because they need to have a computer and a microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe someday down the line, but not anytime soon, I don't think. Next question right here. It's from Vicky. And Vicky, this is for Jose. It says, why are you so fucking fat? It pisses me off every time I look at you.
Jose?
That was good.
You can answer?
No, I don't care.
Okay, well, there you have it.
And there you go, Vicky.
That's just not what Vicky said.
I don't remember what we answered. I didn't mark any of these off last week. 2 weeks ago. Yeah. 3 weeks ago. We could probably re-answer old ones. This one's funny. Kat is asking Eric, when does Coraline 2 come out? That's a funny question. Let's see. If you could switch lives with anybody in the group, who would you switch with?
Like a day or forever?
For a day, I guess.
I'd say Axel. I want to know what it's like to live as Axel.
we could probably narrow it down here.
Who's interesting?
No one.
Yeah, that's why.
I know. We really know everyone's schedule, and it's all the same shit every day.
Who does the most?
I'd probably want to be Jose, and then I'd just transfer a bunch of money to my account.
Okay.
Because he has money. That's what I'd probably do. And then spend it all. And then act like I don't know nobody. How about you, Boyle?
Nah, I like the Axel.
I already said Axel.
How's a shift at Target looking like?
He's just listening to shitty gangster music. Breaking down boxes. Waiting for his ride. That sounds mad fun. Going home. Sleeping.
You think Axel talks to his coworkers?
Watch. No, he definitely does. Because I remember one time we went to the Target that he works at. Well, I guess we really doxed him there, huh?
Oh, yeah. We kind of.
That was in the last pod, though. In the last pod, people need to. Anyways, at the Target, we went to the Starbucks. And then the girl there was like, the usual Axel? And he's like, yep. So, like, dang. That tells me not only is he on a first name basis with people, but like they remember what his order is at the Starbucks. So I assume he talks to people. You think Jose talks to people?
No. Where is he talking to people? He doesn't leave his house.
That's what you think. I'd want to be a spectator mode on Jose. I wouldn't want to be Jose. I'd want to spectate Jose.
That's what I hope happens when you die.
Like
I just spectator mode.
I just want to like. Like on some subathon shit, like just watch you. Like what you be doing.
Nah, obviously, like
not when you're naked, I'm gonna look away. Or will I? No, if you guys could, would you guys like look at everyone's penises?
Yeah.
I think I would too. No gay shit.
But well, accidentally like they got out of the shower, didn't know you were there while we're like sharing a hotel room or something.
No, like let's say you could pay $50 and you just get everyone's penises.
Oh, yeah.
I'd pay the 50. Yeah, I'm just curious.
Nah, I wouldn't. I'd do in the spectate mode though.
No, if you had the option. Like say right now, someone was like, "Pay me $50, you can see all of LCC penis."
$50.
I'm paying it. I'm curious. I'm a curious motherfucker.
Now I'm a barter with him. Be like $30.
You really want to see people's penises? You have to negotiate. Huh.
Oh, I just got a new question submitted, and it's from this from Callie. Callie saying, "This for Jose. Why are you so gay, you dumb motherfucker? You are such a gay guy.
You fat fuck."
Are you gonna?
They're really digging into you.
Oh, they really hate you, Jose.
Oh, how do they know? Live well, they probably saw her Twitter banner.
Hmm.
Oh, this one's for you. All
right, what are you gonna say?
Nothing. I wasn't gonna say anything. You're gonna say something mean back. I think that's it. No.
Yeah, that's it.
This is a shitty episode. You would have thought we had a bit more things to talk about in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I blame it on Brian.
I blame it on. It was definitely your fault one of the weeks.
Well, I'd better. No, nothing's better than this podcast.
Yeah.
At least I didn't miss a week.
Fuck you. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening to the episode of Los Compas. I got used to saying the other name. Thank you guys so much for listening to the episode of Los Compas Chulos podcast. If you enjoyed this, no one enjoyed this. Let's be so for real. I didn't even enjoy recording this. This was dog shit.
We're just trying to pump it out.
Yeah, we just can't miss 3 weeks. We'll be back stronger next week. I'll put more things in my notes. I'll have talking points. We'll have another member to bounce off of. Maybe Axel make his first appearance. I don't know. Lots of possibilities. Stay tuned to figure that out. Rate us 5 stars on Spotify. We're on all streaming platforms. Follow us on Twitter at Los Compas Chulos Pod. I'm out. Bye.
Bye.
Nah, that's...